The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome to the 4 o'clock hour of Bob Burney Live. My telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. Well, I was trying to decide what to deal with in this segment, but the decision was kind of made for me. I have a TV monitor here in the studio, and it's usually on Fox News, not because I'm a huge fan of Fox News. I'm really not particularly anymore, but I can't take CNN. Oh, my goodness, I can't take CNN. So anyway, I've got it on, and guess who is on Fox News again? Ohio Governor Mike DeWine, who is a guest often, a frequent, a very, very frequent guest on Fox News. He's also on CNN. He's on all the channels, and that's fine. Gives the state of Ohio visibility and so forth. But when I saw that, it brought me to this Substack. I come into the studio every day with a large stack of stories, and I have them ordered in some kind of priority, the stories that I want to bring to you first, second, you know. And all through the program, I'm reshuffling them. I'm going through. A story that was stuck on the bottom, I put to the top. And then I have little subgroups as well. I'll have 2, 3, 4 stories all about a same topic. And I've got those piled in, you know, counterclockwise to my other stack. So anyway, I have a Substack, if you will, of stories about governors. And since our Ohio governor is up, I thought, well, maybe we'll get that. And this is a fascinating study in how unbelievably biased the news media is. Here is from CNN. All right, just said I can't take CNN, but to prove my point. This is from yesterday afternoon. The timestamp is 4:18 p.m. yesterday afternoon. Headline, least popular. What's that about? Here's what it says. Governors are having a bit of a moment as the country fights the coronavirus. Poll after poll suggests the public trusts their state's chief executives and, generally speaking, thinks they are doing a good job in marshaling the state's resources to address the pandemic. Not so with Republican Georgia Governor Brian Kemp. And the rest of the article is all about how terrible, how horrible Brian Kemp is, the Republican governor of Georgia. He's got low ratings, low poll ratings. And by the way, it is true. Right now, his popularity has plummeted. Let me make a little prediction. Come back to this a month from now, 30 days from now. I think you're going to see Governor Brian Kemp in Georgia, one of the most popular governors in America, but not right now. And CNN wants you to know that. They go through the states that have governors with high ratings, and Governor DeWine is one of those with the highest rating. Governor Cuomo, and I'm going to come back to this. Just remember this. Democratic New York Governor Andrew Cuomo had the highest approval rating in America at 86%. All right? Mark that down. Write it down on paper or in your mind. New York Governor Cuomo, approval rating of 86%. The story goes on. Who was the one exception? Kemp. And his numbers are disastrously bad. 39% approved of the job he was doing, while 61% disapproved. The second worst rating? Republican Texas Governor Greg Abbott. 57% approve. That's not really bad, is it? Well, CNN thinks so. So it goes on talking about how terrible Brian Kemp is down in Georgia. So it's bad, it's bad. Quote, a few weeks later, Kemp was at it again, announcing against the advice of virtually every public health official in the country that he would begin reopening the state on April 24th, making Georgia the first state to do so. The article goes on. Terrible, horrible, awful. This governor is awful. People are dying. And then here's the next, the last paragraph. While it still remains too soon to analyze whether Kemp's premature move led to a surge in cases, read this to understand why. There's no question in looking at the data that Kemp has taken a major hit from the way he dealt with the coronavirus crisis to date. Okay? That's one article. Here's another article from the Washington Times. Experiment in human sacrifice. Yeah, that's what people were saying about Georgia Governor Kemp. His reopening, the state of Georgia is one of the first states in America to reopen. Critics were calling this, and again I'm quoting, an experiment in human sacrifice. Okay, now, that was April 24th. What has happened in the state of Georgia since he made this horrible, terrible, disastrous, evil decision that was going to cause people to die? An experiment in human sacrifice. There has been a continual and consistent decline. The number of cases, number of hospitalizations, and most importantly, the number of deaths. Was there a surge? No. A spike? No. So far, now it's still early, but ever since he opened the state, all of the statistics are going down. Good news, good news, good news, good news. And yet CNN wants you to know he is a terrible, horrible, evil governor. He opened the state, started rebuilding the economy, and fewer people are getting sick, being hospitalized, and dying. Yet he is a terrible governor. CNN wants you to know how wonderful Governor Cuomo is, however. Headline, 5,000 people died after Andrew Cuomo's order forcing nursing homes to accept coronavirus patients. Listen to this. Denouncing it as a path to disaster, investigative correspondent Cynthia McFadden's Monday report for NBC Nightly News, NBC called out Democratic New York Governor Andrew Cuomo for forcing nursing homes in his state to take in coronavirus positive patients just out of the hospital. On top of that, NBC News pointed out how he had refused to give those same facilities personal protective equipment. And they are estimating that 5,000 people died because of this decision by New York Governor Cuomo. So you have the governor of Georgia whose decisions evidently, now just from the data and the statistics so far, it's early, but so far it looks like his decision is saving lives and saving the economy. And yet he is bad, terrible, horrible, evil. But on the other hand, Andrew Cuomo, who maybe, again, this is according to NBC. This isn't Fox or some right-wing kooky NBC. He could be responsible for 5,000 people dying. And he is a wonderful governor. Yeah. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense, does it? Well, the mainstream media, it doesn't have to make a whole lot of sense. All right, we're going to take a break. Isn't it a crazy world we live in? All right, my number is 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
This headline caught my attention because I'm very concerned about race relations, racism, bigotry, prejudice. The Word of God is so clear that for followers of Christ, there is no place at all for bigotry, racism, none. There is no room whatsoever. If we understand that God created all of us, there's no room for racism and bigotry. And if we are followers of Christ, number one, we realize that everyone is a sinner. The color of their skin has nothing to do with their relationship with God. We are all sinners. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Nothing in that verse about race, color of skin, ethnicity. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So first and foremost, we understand that we are all sinners. And in that sense, we are all equal. Without Christ, we are separated from God, doomed. Then secondly, when we receive Christ as personal Savior, we understand that all people are saved exactly the same way. We come to the foot of the cross. We confess that we are sinners and we accept by faith the free gift of eternal life because of the gift given to us through the shed blood of Jesus Christ on the cross. One of my favorite phrases, I don't know where it came from. I don't believe I originated it, but I've been using it for years and years and years and years. The ground is level at the cross. The ground is level at the cross. Rich people, poor people get saved exactly the same way. White people, black people, yellow people, people of all races and ethnicity all get saved the same. And then once we are saved, we are brothers and sisters in Christ. We are one. That's been one of the most amazing things about the privilege I've had of traveling all over the world over the last 45 years or so. I've been all over the world. And I have met so many people from different backgrounds, colors of skin, ethnicities, cultures, and so forth. And usually I can't understand their language. I don't understand their culture. But we fellowship in Indonesia. I fellowship with people that I couldn't understand. I have been in grass huts in Africa, dirt floor, fire in the middle of the room where they cooked all of their meals, and we worship together as brothers and sisters in Christ. I didn't mean to give that long of an introduction, but this is just important to me. Here's the headline. Franklin County Board of Health declares racism a public health crisis. The Franklin County Board of Health has declared racism a public health crisis, saying the health impact in the county is affecting the entire community. The public health crisis is racism is certainly not a new one, Commissioner Kevin Boyce said. However, COVID-19 has highlighted the effects of the health divide between black and white Ohioans. The pandemic has exacerbated, thank you, the health disparities we see as a community, and I'm glad that Franklin County Public Health is moving forward with a focus on racial equity to improve the public health and serve our constituents. Now, I don't have time to read all the rest of it, but it talks about the sad fact that, quote, black Ohioans have lower life expectancies, being far more likely to die prematurely and to die of heart disease or stroke. Three times the higher rate of infant mortality, lower birth weights, are more likely to be overweight or obese, have adult onset diabetes, have long-term complications from diabetes. All of those things are associated with family and lifestyle. And this is a point that I've been trying to make for years. If you want to erase the racial inequality, deal with the family. The family has been destroyed in the black community, and I personally honestly believe that much of it is because of government so-called assistance and welfare. These are family issues, which impacts health. Rather than calling everything in the world racist and racism, deal with the underlying problem, the destruction of the family. And you know what? Just because I said that, some will label me as a racist. It's the same thing Dr. Ben Carson has been saying for years. A black man himself, one of the world's premier neurosurgeons before he became involved in American government. And as a black man trying to help the black family, he has been called a racist. This is not the way you address the underlying problems. Help the family. All right, quick break and we'll return.